This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is always scary. We've seen this happen in movies, and so to see this in real life shows you it can happen. And I always expect something like that to happen just because I'm a physician and I've seen a lot. So nothing surprises me these days, but I am very pleasantly surprised that both people lived. A passenger took over the controls and crash-landed a small plane at Martha Vineyard's airport when the pilot suffered a medical emergency. They used no landing gear. The pilot of the aircraft is a Piper Meridian turboprop, a six-seater plane, apparently passed out. He suffered some sort of a medical condition, could have been a heart attack, could have been stroke, could have been seizure. We don't know. But the passenger had to take over the controls. Crash landed the plane at about 3:15 p.m. in the grass near a runway. This is according to Massachusetts State Police and CNN. The left wing broke in half, but they both lived. The woman who took over the plane was 68 years old, suffered minor injuries. The man was extricated from the plane, flown to a Boston hospital in serious life-threatening condition, but from what we know, he's still alive. Now, the plane had departed from Westchester, New York, earlier in the afternoon. And the FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the incident. And from what we understand, the pilot was, I think, 78 or 79 years old. Now, civilians landing planes have happened in the past. And my husband's a pilot, and I took a couple lessons. Do I feel comfortable landing a plane? No. You know, we've all watched Airplane and these movies where you're on a big airliner. And, you know, you're like, well, I could be a hero if somebody says, can you land the plane? And then I get to sit in the cockpit, and they walk me through it. And we, yeah, air traffic control could probably walk you through it. I tell you, there's a lot of buttons. My worry is, what if I had too many cocktails, right? Are you even allowed? Now, I don't. I'm very, very aware that I might be the doctor on board. So I don't really like to drink on a plane, because if they say, is there a doctor in the house, like what just happened in June, I want to be there. In 2001, there was a pilot of a Cessna 172 who suffered a heart attack mid-flight. The passenger, John Wildey, had no pilot training, but was able to communicate with air traffic control and land the plane safely with their guidance. Now, he attributed his success to his calm demeanor, and he did have some flying experience with the flight simulators. Remember, that's what the World Trade Center bombers used? They were learning on flight simulators. This is according to AviationFile.com. In 2013, a pilot of a small plane in Australia collapsed during a flight. The only other person on board was a passenger with no flying experience. Again, air traffic control guided him to safely land the plane. So a non-pilot can land. Unfortunately, when you hear of these other plane crashes, I think there was one just happened that with a family on board. If there's not enough time for the passenger to be able to take control of the plane, like there was, I forget if this was just in California, where air traffic control noticed that the plane started to go into a area that it was not sanctioned for, and it wasn't responding, and then I think it crashed. So we wondered, did the pilot have a medical event? You know, and I get that people panic, especially when you have your kids and and I always like to kind of check on the pilot before I go. I'm like, how you doing there? I like to flirt with them too, because sometimes they're cute. When you're in a big airplane, they shut the door, so you can't always watch them. I don't even think you could get into the door now because of what happened with 9/11. I don't think the average person could go in there. The flight attendant should be able to have the code and get you in there. But, you know, to be able to, you know, in terms of safely landing the plane, but you could be a sitting duck. And so, you know, seeing untrained passengers trying to land planes, you hear these stories and go, well, we all could do it. The chances of success are still very slim. You have to be able to, number one, get control of the plane. And I know my instinct would be to try to help save the pilot, but you got to save the plane first. So you have a pilot that had a medical issue, you almost have to forget about the pilot, and you got to get that plane up. So you got to get control of the plane. If you can't get control of the plane, like what happened with Flight 93, you aren't going to be able to save the plane. If you could get control of it and be away from mountains, you know, and be able to get to some flat area, air traffic control can, but you got to be calm. And you have to, and you know, we talk about how a lot of kids don't know basic CPR, they don't know basic finances. And they, I mean, you know, should we learn some basics with airplanes? Do we ever teach everybody this is what you do? Everybody says, well, stay calm and say, you know, how many of you even know how to access the mic? And what to do. They, you know, and we don't want everybody trying to be a hero. That's the problem sometimes we have with medical scenarios. You have people that, you know, might have taken a first aid class 40 years ago and, you know, God bless them for trying to help, but step aside for the doctor, for the nurse, you know, who's active in terms of, you know, healthcare access. But, you know, I know they're going to talk about, based on the pilot's age, you know, what sort of checks and balances are in place to make sure medical events aren't happening in flight. And they do go through physicals. You do need to have physicals and to be cleared for flying. But sometimes nature happens. Thank God this went okay. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is our producer today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So every now and then I get an email asking about the marrying of a doctor. Years ago, if you could marry a doctor, you felt like you hit the jackpot. And a lot of divorcees have reached out and asked me to comment on what the backstory may be like marrying a doctor. And I've only been married to my husband, so I can't tell you. I haven't been married multiple times. My husband leaves me. Would I ever get married again? I don't know. But I've only been married once. That's all I plan to be. But I know a lot of physicians. We're not going to talk about nurse practitioners or PAs because I don't know much about their love lives. But I do know a lot of doctors. I do know a lot of happy couples. I know a lot of unhappy couples. And I never really wanted to talk about this on air because I'll just email them back saying, you know, look, you know, sorry that happened to you, or, you know, I'm glad you found love, whatever. But apparently there's a headline where there's a divorce lawyer who is saying that there are, and I don't know if I agree with her entirely, but where there are five professions that seem to have a higher risk of divorce if you end up marrying somebody who's a surgeon, a firefighter, a cop, a pilot, and in the military. And they're saying it's because of a narcissistic behavior. I disagree. You can marry somebody in the military. You can marry a firefighter. I'm sorry. Cop. I think you hit the jackpot no matter what. But it's an interesting headline. So people are asking, okay, what's going on here? And so I can't speak for what it would be like to be married to a police officer. All I know is I would want him in his uniform all the time. Same thing with firefighters. Same thing with military. I really like uniforms. All right. Same thing with pilots. Oh, my God. But in terms of physicians, it has been rumored that if you do marry a physician, it's tough. Okay, let's talk about, let's say, a heterosexual couple where you have a wife who's a doctor or you have the man who's a doctor, all right? If we talk about, let's say, marrying a female who's a physician, there has been a lot of rumblings that a female doctor's spouse isn't easy. They're not around as much for child rearing. They will put patients first before you. They will not be as fun because they are dealing with life and death all the time. I'm going to tell you right now, part of that true is part of that isn't. All right, I'm still fun. I know how to have fun. I know how to separate work. Was I around for the kids? No. Managing a practice over... answering calls, helping file, work on referrals, double-checking things that some of the staff might have done inappropriately. That came first before my husband, and that came first before the kids. So I wasn't around with the kids. Now, does that mean marrying a doctor is bad? No. It's just if you want somebody who's going to be around more for the kids, you have to understand a very high-demanding job might not make that as easy to do. And there's going to be a lot of sharing of that, which I think a lot of couples are more open to now. So that doesn't mean a female doctor is a bad spouse. I can tell you right now, the family is very, very happy that I have medical background because they haven't had to wait, you know, 2-3 hours, you know, for, you know, a stitches or for a, you know, mom, do you think my toe is broken? Do you think I have appendicitis? And so, you know, luckily with my medical background, I could eliminate a lot of them, you know, taking up a spot for somebody else in an urgent care or ER. I don't like to treat them. I like them seeing other providers to be treated. But if it's in the middle of the night, they're like, do I have to go to the hospital? I think you're good. So I think there's benefits to that. Now, the big thing that people are asking about is the male physician. I'm telling you right now, there's thousands of male physicians. No need to stereotype. But many individuals who have had issues with fidelity. And I have worked with doctors, male doctors, who are extremely genuine, extremely loyal to their spouse, and will repel those throwing their panties at him. I have also worked with individuals who they are chick magnets. And it's almost embarrassing. And when you see, and one of the reasons why there might be a higher risk of infidelity in some of these sort of professions, if there are, and I'm not saying there is, but when you hear people say, don't marry a doctor, don't marry a doctor. Whereas in the older days, like, oh, you got to marry a doctor because then you're financially secure. Not financially secure if you get divorced, but is when you are spending long, long hours and you are undergoing very intense situations, you do bond with your coworkers. I have bonds with my medical student friends and co-residents that could never be replicated by anybody. I wouldn't marry any of them and vice versa, but I might not see one for 25 years, and we're like best friends the second we see each other because there's a bond that you have from undergoing that and going through all that time and hours together and sharing call rooms and not sleeping and not eating and, you know, being, you know, verbally abused, you know, by older doctors. You bond. And same thing, when you are a medical provider and you have a nurse or another provider that is backing you up and your work wife or work husband, and you don't get romantically involved with them, but when you have that support, that teamwork, because in any hospital setting or medical clinic setting, you're a team. Okay, it's not that there's a leader and there you have to work as a team. You do have a relationship, and I've known doctors where their office manager or their nurse, they can't live with. Nothing sexual, nothing adulterous, but, and the wife knows that that person has to be in their life. That person has to run that office. They're successful as a result of that person. They're partners. And you can have business partners. You can have in any industry. But are doctors emitting this vibe that will attract people, that will try to get them to go to the dark side and be adulterous? Absolutely. And you have to hope that the person you marry or you choose to spend your life with, whether they're male, female, gender neutral, whatever, is somebody that puts loyalty first. You know, people ask, how does somebody not cheat? When you have gorgeous individuals throwing themselves at you over and over and over again, how does a person not cheat when it's in their animalistic instinct to cheat? Well, it's all what they prioritize. You know, I know, and I know it's hard to believe, but I know there are men that will sleep with me if I want to. Not because of my looks, but because of what I do and fame. I don't want that. I want my husband. I don't want to have sex with some random person. Now, I get it. Might be different for guys. But if somebody's like, I love more what I have at home than somebody pretty for a 5-minute encounter somewhere behind a desk, no. You know, now, there are other individuals where that's a priority. Their priority is, I want to know that I could still get women. I want to know that they still like me, that they still find me attractive. Then that's going to drive them. And so I don't think it's a profession issue. I think it's a character issue. Now, somebody could say, but God, doctors are around nurses, are around patients all the time. Well, you're around in retail. You're around people all the time. In business, you're around people. In firefighting, and police, you're around people all the time. Yeah, it's just unfortunately, being married to a physician, they're going to put a lot of hours. They're going to be working a lot of hours. They're going to be bringing home tuberculosis and COVID and things like that. But in terms of fidelity, it really is a patient quality, right? And it stinks when it happens to you. And I feel for you. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A blistering heat wave being felt across the Southwest, showing no signs of letting up. Dr. Tara Guerin, an emergency room physician at Valleywise Health in Phoenix, said they are seeing more heat stroke this year.
We see it every summer. It just seems to be much worse this summer.
Forecasters say record-breaking heat expected through the middle of next week from Texas to Mississippi and up the East Coast. Israeli President Isaac Herzog headed to Washington today for a meeting with President Biden. This coming on the heels of Biden's invite to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Georgia Supreme Court dismissing former President Trump's bid to shut down an investigation into his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in that state. The court concluded in a unanimous decision yesterday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as we talk about these new drugs for Alzheimer's, and I know, you know, seeing it slow down dementia a few months doesn't seem like a lot. Every little bit helps. But what's really crucial is figuring out if you have dementia early. The sooner we can detect that you are having cognitive issues, or you are going to have cognitive issues, the better. Now, I told you years ago that hearing is linked and vision. But if you're having hearing issues, either your ability to process sounds is a sign of deficit, neurodeficit or cognitive deficit, or you having cognitive deficit might then affect your ability to hear. So it's linked. Same thing with vision. So we have another study that came out this week, published in JAMA Ophthalmology, saying older adults with vision problems may be more likely to develop dementia. Researchers at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, analyzed data from the 2021 National Health and Aging Trends Study, which showed a link between all types of vision problems, distance acuity, near acuity, contrast sensitivity, and a higher prevalence of dementia. Now, distance acuity or visual acuity is the measure of the clarity or sharpness of vision from 20 feet away. Now, that's according to the American Optometric, like the Optometrist Association. We can test you by a reading, like a Snellen chart. You know where you go, F-E-L-O-P-Z-D? The cover of your other eye, F-E-L-O-P-Z-D. I haven't memorized, but you can correct that with glasses. Near acuity is a measurement of how well someone can see something up close. So for those of us who need reading glasses, and the majority of us do after age 40, we're having trouble with our near acuity or our near vision. Contrast sensitivity measures the person's ability to distinguish between an object and the background it is set against, or to differentiate between two similar colors. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, I might be colorblind. I don't know if colorblindness is linked. I'd have to look that up. But according to this study, the more types of vision problems a person has, the higher the chances of dementia. Now, this study looked at about 3,000 participants over 71 years old. And they said, we hypothesized that visual impairment would be associated with dementia because prior studies found an association. This according to Dr. Olivia Killing, clinical lecturer for ophthalmology and visual sciences at the University of Michigan. She told Fox News that eye health and brain health are closely linked in older adults. This study is unique because it used up-to-date, objectively measured visual acuity, meaning they actually tested people's vision. Then they allowed them to analyze the associations between the visual acuity and dementia. So, cataracts happens to older people. Now, you can treat that, though. You could treat vision acuity with glasses, reading glasses or glasses that help you see far away, LASIK. So, I've always said that if you have hearing loss or vision loss, it prevents you from utilizing parts of the brain that you would normally use, even though we have found people who are born or suffer significant loss of their senses might overcompensate with others. But if somebody, let's say, loses their hearing and you are tired as a younger person or a spouse of what? Huh? What did you say? You end up not talking to them. Hey, I've done that with my husband. I'm doing something. I'm like, can you give me the hammer? What? The hammer. Can you give me the hammer? What? Forget it. And then I don't talk to him for about 5-10 minutes. So when somebody doesn't hear, you start to isolate them. That isolation may accelerate the dementia. Same thing. If I can't hear and I'm in a room where everybody's talking and I have some speech discrimination issues, or if somebody's talking, I can't even understand. In fact, when I was little and I was in school, a teacher was yelling at me and I could not hear the words come out of her mouth. And I giggled. I was nervous because she asked me something. I didn't answer back and I giggled in nervousness. So I got sent to the principal's office. I couldn't hear. And it's because other people were talking. I don't know, but it looked like her mouth was moving, but no sound was coming out. I've always had a speech discrimination issue. I have no problem in the studio because it's just me. So I could just be me. I could hear. But if I'm in a room that we call the cocktail party effect, I can't hear. So what do some people who suffer with what I have do? I like to still party, but other individuals are like, I can't hear in those places. I'm not going. You know, I don't go to concerts. It's too loud. And if I'm sitting next to a speaker, It's uncomfortable. So now you go to less concerts. You go to you go out less. And you do less. So yeah, that could accelerate that. But you need to be on top of things you have and treat them. So there are many individuals who have a hearing issue. And when I ask, do you have hearing aids? They go, nope, they're too expensive. Now, we have had some developments where you can get hearing aids over the counter, much cheaper. But yeah, they're still expensive. But they're cheaper than they used to be. You need to get these aids. Now, personally, I would rather you be examined by an audiologist, by an ear specialist, just like with the eyes. You should be getting ophthalmologic exams. I say every year, especially when you're over 40. But insurance may not pay for that. And, we have glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Now, not everybody with macular degeneration, one of the most common eye issues and leading causes of blindness, not everybody with that has dementia. We have family members with it who are still sharp as a tack. But it could contribute. Or it could be a sign that there is a problem. So, you didn't see that, Dad? You can't see that there? See what? Is that dementia or a vision issue? Get their eyes checked. Get their hearing checked. And understand that even if we can't stop dementia entirely, we could stave things off and not make it worse. A person will deteriorate when they're isolated and left alone. I've seen it. And I've seen people reverse when you get them active again. So, but it's tough. Another thing that I worry about is, I come from a family where nobody really wants to help when it comes to somebody aging. And it's a concern because there's some family members who are really going to need a lot of love and support. And everybody's busy. They've got their own lives. They're, in the olden days, taking care of family members was just par for the course. Everybody lived near each other or they lived with it. My grandparents lived with us. It's just what we did. But now, because of all the divorces and stress and all that, everybody is kind of separated. And just in general. And so I see a lot of older individuals. I'm like, okay, do you have somebody who can help you who's taking you to your surgery? Oh, no, my children are across the country. But they don't want me to move out there. Well, you're going to be alone. So it's not easy these days. But get your eyes and ears checked. 1-877-DOC-LE.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked, how is the tobacco crisis doing? Are we really seeing a drop in people smoking? The answer is yes. A lot of people vape. A lot of people have gone to pot, like cannabis pot. But in terms of tobacco and cigarettes, yes, fewer people are smoking. I do also see a little bit of a trend of less people vaping, fewer people vaping, but still we have a lot of people vaping. And many people unfortunately swapped their nicotine addiction from cigarettes to vaping. And I've said this time and time again, vaping is not healthy. It's not 100% safe. Now, doctors are saying, or researchers are saying, that e-cigarettes can dispel 22 times the safe level of microscopic toxins known as particulate matter, 22 times what is considered a safe level with vaping. And many of us are telling people, you got to rethink the vaping. And so, you know, when cigarettes came out, obviously they came out decades and decades ago. They were used for a variety of reasons. The female cigarette market exploded with ads like Virginia Slims and some of the other ads showing that, one, it looked sexy at the time, but two, it kept you slim. And in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and even 70s, hitting that cigarette was a go-to when you got hungry. And people trained themselves to not go to food, but to go to the cigarette. That was actually cheaper, too, at the time. And so when we started to get control of our tobacco problem and our lung cancer and heart attack and stroke and blood clot and all sorts of issues that smoking can cause, we seemed to then take on more of an obesity problem. And obesity rose roughly the same time we started to be very aggressive with anti-smoking campaigns. And everybody in my family who stopped smoking blew up. They gained weight. Now, I never smoked. I tried it because my grandmother was like, try this. I got it from grandmother. I didn't like it. It did nothing for me. But again, I wasn't of the mindset of, well, that's how you lose weight. And I remember us finding cigarettes in my mom's purse because my mom smoked when she was pregnant with us. That's just what you did. And I remember my mom had been skinny at the time. And so she was using probably cigarettes at the same time to get skinny. So now you have individuals going, well, I don't want to smoke. It's dangerous. But I don't want to be obese. And I'm addicted to nicotine. So they move to vaping. And they go, but vaping's safe. Tastes like watermelon. Tastes like menthol. I'm getting my nicotine, no tobacco, no pesticides, I'm good. Yet early on we said, look, there's metals, the heating coil, you're putting food flavorings not in your stomach but in your lungs. How do we know this is safe long term? But the medical community was torn. They're like, we got to get people off smoking. So early on when vaping came out, and I told you guys the same thing, I go, look, if you really can't stop smoking and you want to do a trial of vaping, just promise me it's only short term, because we do not know the long term effects of vaping and how dangerous it could be. But if you think it'll help, unfortunately, a lot of people just now vape because they still want their nicotine. So this latest study confirms what we've said, is that you're getting particulates and toxins into your lungs, some of which can be carcinogenic. And so is it the fruity flavor? Is it the fact that if there's a heating coil, is it some of the stuff on the inside of the vape pen that when you heat up, it gets into you? We don't know. But scientists from universities in Virginia and North Carolina reported that when e-cigarette users puffed in their cars for less than 10 minutes, the air around them was laden with poisonous particulate matter known as the PM2.5s, which we spoke about, where it has a diameter of under 2.5 micrometers. They could be generated from natural sources and human-engineered sources, fossil fuels. We see with wildfire smoke, we talk about the PM2.5s. But it gets into your lungs, could worsen your asthma, cause bronchitis, wheezing, could get into the bloodstream, cause widespread inflammation. That's why we've had studies looking at vaping and heart attack and vaping and stroke. It's because there can be an effect on the cardiovascular system. But this latest study is saying, look, you know, we are seeing levels 22 times what you should be around. American Heart Association presented evidence that vape devices contain a cocktail of nicotine, solvents, and flavors that pose the same severe risk to cardiovascular health as smoking cigarettes. This new study said the study demonstrated that a single person using an electronic cigarette in a vehicle with the windows closed could cause a measurable increase in particulate concentration. Also, what about the baby sitting in the car seat behind you? They're breathing that stuff in also. Now, it was a small study. They enrolled 60 e-cig users. They were the average age of 20. Most were male. Most were white. And the vast majority of the subjects in the study were daily e-cig users and had been for at least 1 year, using mostly disposable devices like puff bars. Pod-based devices like Juul were the second most popular. So, they were asked to vape in their vehicles for 12 hours. Oh, after 12 hours of going without nicotine, first for 5 minutes taking 10 puffs, then they were allowed to vape for 25 minutes at their leisure. And then they were surrounded by tubes that were able to censor what they were breathing. And they said at minute 7 in the car, 30 seconds after the last puff, the concentration of particulate matter reached a median level of 107.4 micrograms per cubic meter. 22 times the highest concentration allowed for safe levels. Although I still think the cumulative effect could still be a problem. So, you know, I get that we're trying to do a lot. We're trying to get you off smoking. We're trying to not let you get obese. We're trying to keep you awake. We're trying to give you energy. We're trying to give you something you could stick in your mouth. The problem is you got to realize that these are things that all can have risks. American Heart Association has said multiple times that the vaping is as bad as cigarettes. So we have to stop saying vaping's safer. Tobacco is unsafe, and vaping may be less unsafe than tobacco, but I can't tell you by how much. The only reason why you will hear a medical provider not balk at you using it is if you are using it to diminish your nicotine addiction and to try to get off smoking altogether. But if you're swapping it out and being on it long term, no. 1-877-DOC-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.